Singer Elise Regina was so loved in her native Brazil that when she died in 1982, 100,000 people filled a stadium for her memorial. Critic Tom Moon makes his case for why her voice is the latest in our year-long series, 50 Great Voices.
To really appreciate Elise Regina, start with the lowly half step. It's the penny of the music world, the smallest interval on the piano. Some vocalists treat half steps as annoying afterthoughts. They smush them together into a blur. Elise Regina's art happens inside the half steps, the tiny increments that make up a melody. When Elise Regina sings, half steps seem to expand. Partly, that's a reflection of her exacting technique. When she wants to, she can nail the most challenging intervals. Her lazy, endlessly sloping phrases magnify the hidden shades of meaning in a lyric. She's the rare singer who can conjure an ocean of love trouble in the space between C and C sharp. Regina grew up in Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. She began singing professionally as a young teen and rose to prominence after a 1965 appearance at a big music festival. Like so many Brazilians, she learned her craft interpreting the intricate, half-step-rich songs of Antonio Carlos Jobim. One of her career milestones, recorded in the early 1970s, is an intimate duet with the great composer, entitled Elise and Tom. Jobim backs Regina on piano for this stunning lament about a lost romance.
Mas pra que? Pra que tanto céu?
The song talks about how, when you're missing a lover, even the beauty of nature can seem meaningless. Check out Regina's delivery, so calm, so pensive. Each thought seems to still the air.
De que serve esta onda que quebra e o vento da tarde? De que serve a tarde inútil paisagem?
Regina brought a mischievous streak and a jazz singer's taste for adventure to everything she did. She reimagined samba and bossa nova classics, and in the late 60s became a champion of the young Brazilian songwriters who were integrating elements of British and American rock. Her interpretations of songs like this one by Milton Nascimento helped bring attention to this new generation of talents. Today, young performers talk about being intimidated when they attempt songs Regina made famous. There's good reason for that. But at the same time, Elise Regina is totally approachable. She just slinks along in her quiet way, calmly attending to the details. She's the essence of poise, mulling the big questions about life and romance, one magnificent half-step at a time.
That's music critic Tom Moon, a member of our 50 Great Voices panel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.